Radio 4 News.
And now on BBC Radio 4, the second of three episodes of our classic serial to commemorate the centenary of John Steinbeck. Set in the Depression of the 1930s, it reflects the language of the migrant workers of the period.
The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Steve Chambers, with John Schwab as Tom Joad. Episode 2, The Journey West.
A terrible drought began while I was doing time for killing a man. The rains failed for two solid years, turned the red and gray Oklahoma soil to dust, choked the young corn, left us with nothing. A couple of weeks before I got parole, the bank foreclosed on our loan, sent in a diesel tractor, pushed over our home and evicted us from land we'd settled for three generations.
I took this land with my own bare hands. I ain't giving it up.
All across the plains, the same thing happened. Families forced to sell everything, buy an old jalopy and head west for a fresh start. 250,000 people on Route 66. My family, the Joads, one of them. Me, my kid brother Al, Ma, Pa, Grandma and Grandpa, my sister Rosa Sharon and her new husband, Connie Rivers, little Ruthie in Winfield, Uncle John, still tortured by the death of his wife years before, Reverend Casey, who didn't believe no more, and brother Noah, who was born slow and didn't say much. 13 folks and all they could carry piled on a cut-down old Hudson Super 6, creaking along. Grandpa, who shot the lights out of the tractor that pushed over our house, didn't want to go.
What do you mean? We're all packed up ready. We gotta go.
I ain't saying for you to stay. You go right along. But me, I'm staying. This here's my country.
Family got him drunk and took him anyways. Didn't matter none. First evening, he took a stroke and died before we could make camp. Couldn't pay the government death tax, so we said a few words over him, buried him in an unmarked grave, and ate our first supper.
Sure is nice eating pig.
Yes, sir.
Might as well eat him, Mr. Wilson. Can't get nothing for him.
Hmm. Folks call me Ivy. Ivy Wilson. What they call you?
Pa. Or old Tom. Count him a son, Tom. And again, Ma gets ornery. She calls me all kind of names.
How long you folks been on the road, Mr. Wilson? Ivy?
Well, me and Sari, we ain't been lucky.
We've been 3 weeks from home already.
God almighty. We aim to be in California in 10 days or less. Ain't that so, Al?
Well, I don't know, Pa. With the load we're packing, we may be never gonna get there. Not if there's mountains to go over.
Sounds like Grandpa's dying finally took roost in Grandma.
Shall I go and lay with her for a spell, Ma?
Yes, Rosa Sharon. She needs somebody.
How come you didn't get a better car, Ivy?
My brother Will and me, we had 40 side by side. We sold everything, and Will, he bought a vehicle. He's a practicing his driving. Mistook the gas for the brake. Went clean through a fence. Didn't have no car no more. Nothing more to sell. Had to leave him behind.
Killed?
No. Matter in hell. And me and Sari, well, we couldn't wait. Only had $85 to go on.
So that's how you come to buy your car.
I didn't go 100 mile when a tooth in the rear end bust. Cost $30 to get it fixed. And then we got to get a tire and Sari got sick.
And don't you go blaming me, Ivy Wilson. Tain't my fault we bought a wreck.
I know, Sari. And she just won't run. Starts and farts and then peters out.
Well, runs a minute and then dies, Mr. Wilson?
Well, can't keep her going no matter how much gas I give her. Now she won't move at all.
Well, I think you got a plug gas line. I'll blow her out for you. Take a look at her now.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you for a hand.
I'll come with you, Al.
I can handle it, Tom.
Well, makes a fella feel like a kid when he can't fix nothing.
Al's a good hand with a car.
When we get to California, I aim to get me a nice car.
Getting there is the trouble.
Oh, she's worth it, Pa. I seen handbills, how they need folks to pick fruit. And good wages.
Yeah, we seen them handbills.
One right here.
Pea pickers wanted in California. Good wages. All season. 800 pickers wanted.
That's the same handbill I've seen. You suppose they got all 800 already?
Well, suppose they did. California's the second biggest state in the Union. There's plenty of places else.
You fix her all ready, Al?
We'll do her in the morning. But me and Tom have got something to say. You tell him, Tom.
It's like this. We got an overload and Mr. and Mrs. Wilson ain't. Now, some of us folks could ride with them and take some of their livestock.
Well, we wouldn't break no springs and we could get up them hills. And me and Tom, we keep the Wilson's car rolling.
Sure. We'd be proud. Well, wouldn't we, Sari?
Well, long as we wouldn't be a burden on you folks.
Wouldn't be no burden at all.
I only got about $30 left. I ain't taking charity.
Each will help each, and we'll get to California.
If I get sick again, you just go on and get there. We ain't going to be a burden.
We're going to see you get through. Grandpa died in your tent.
Reminds me, I'm going to give you a new quilt. Yours is spoiled.
I'll wash it.
Can't never get the smell of death from a quilt.
I'm proud to help, Mrs. Jode. Feels right. Ain't felt so safe in a long time.
Ma, I gotta ask.
Rosa Sharon? I thought you was with Grandma.
Baby keeps kicking, Ma. I'm scared.
Rosa Sharon, can't you get through 9 months without sorrow?
Will it hurt?
A child born out of sorrow will be a happy child. Now, isn't that so, Miss Wilson?
Yes, and I heard born out of too much joy will be a doleful boy.
I'm all jumpy inside.
Well, we ain't none of us jumping for fun. How's Grandma?
She's sleeping quiet.
We got to get some sleep, too.
It's like he's dead a year.
A 500,000 people moving over the country. 1 million more ready to move. 10 million feeling the first unease. One family camps in a ditch, meets another family. But here is the node. Two men are not as lonely as one. I have a little food, plus I have none, becomes we have a little food. And the thing is on its way.
How's she doing, Al?
Okay, Ma. Keeping up with Tom in our old truck.
Oh, I had a lovely sleep.
You slept through most of the panhandle, Rosa Sharon.
Where are we now?
Well, New Mexico. Them's the Rockies in the distance.
When we get there, y'all gonna pick fruit and live in the country, ain't you?
Well, we ain't there yet. Don't know what it's like. We gotta see.
Me and Connie don't want to live in the country no more.
Well, ain't you gonna live with the family?
Me and Connie, we got it all planned.
Now, hush a minute, will you? Something wrong, Al? You hear that, Ma? Sort of rattle? Don't sound no different to my ears.
And I'm gonna have electric iron, and the baby'll have all new stuff.
Now, Rosa Sharon, I don't want you to go away from us. It ain't good for folks to break up.
I thought we could all go in town. And when Connie gets his store, maybe Al could work for him.
Well, me work for Connie? Well, how about him coming working for me? He ain't the only son of a bitch can study nights.
I wonder how Grandma's feeling today.
Well, tarnation, Ma. He said he couldn't hear nothing.
Well, I couldn't. But I ain't no mechanic.
Well, you can hear it now, can't you?
Are we stopping now?
I ain't got no choice.
Well, pull over, Tom.
Okay, Al. Come ahead.
Okay, Tom.
Easy now.
How long are we going to be stuck here, Tom?
I've got to tear the pan off and get the rod out. Get a new part and fitter. Good day's job. Oh, Jesus, tomorrow's Sunday.
Are we stuck here till Monday, then?
Probably won't get her fitted for Tuesday.
Oh, here's us all eating and got to buy gas and oil. I'm scared we'll run out of money so we can't get there at all.
You, Joe's been real nice to us. Now, you just pack up and get along.
We can't just leave you and Miss Wilson. Grandpa died in your tent. We almost got a kin bond.
I got me an idea. You folks take the truck and move on.
Oh, leave you behind, Tom?
Well, this car's twice as fast as our truck. Well, I'll stop here and fix this car and drive day and night and catch up.
Well, how you gonna find us?
We'll be on the same road, Ma. 66 right on through. California ain't the whole world.
Well, it looks an awful big place on the map.
Well, if we don't meet on the road, you'll be working and stuff will be easy. We're going to find you.
Mr. Wilson, it's your car. You got any objections?
Can't I stay and give your boy a hand?
Well, Casey can help me.
Yeah, suits me.
You get along. You can be working, laying in a little money.
If that's the way, we better get a shoving. Maybe squeeze in 100 miles before we stop.
I ain't gonna go, Pa.
We got to.
The only way you're gonna get me to go is to whoop me. And I got this here jackhandle.
Oh, we made up our mind, Ma.
You're gonna cry and beg, Pa. I'll light into you. And you ain't sure you can whoop me anyways. I'll knock you belly up with a bucket. I swear to holy Jesus' sake I will.
You've never seen her so sassy.
You made up your mind? Will you come on and whoop me? Just try it. But I ain't a-going.
Oh, goddamn, sassy. And she ain't young, neither.
Ma, what's eating you? You gone jackrabbit on us?
What do we got left in the world? Nothing but us. We come out and Grandpa, he reached for the shovel shelf right off. And now you want to bust up the folks.
We was going to catch up with you, Ma.
Well, suppose we was camped and you went on by. How'd we know? We got a bitter road. Grandma's sick. She's up there on the truck a-pawing for the shovel herself.
But we could be making some money.
It wouldn't do no good. All we got is the family unbroke. I ain't scared while we're all here. But I'm a-going cat wild with this here piece of bar iron if my own folks bust up.
We can't camp here. Ain't no water. Ain't even much shade here. And Grandma needs shade.
All right. We'll go along and stop first place there's water and shade. And the truck will come back and take you into town and get your part. And it'll bring you back. I ain't a-leaving you out here alone.
Paul, if you was to rush her one side and me the other, and then rest pile on and Grandma jump down on top, maybe we can get Ma without more than 2-3 of us getting killed.
Hard to say, Tom. Now, put away that jackhandle, Ma, before you hurt somebody.
We ain't splitting up, then.
I reckon you filled your flush, Ma. Just set Pa back on his heels.
Sure did.
You better have this jackhandle, Tom. I don't know what come over me.
Al, you drive the folks on and get them camped, then bring her back here.
Okay.
Me and the preacher will get the pan off while you're gone.
You heard him.
Come on, Liv.
Mound up. Let's get moving.
You got a hellcat there.
No, I've never seen it like that. Take that old match. You got it.
How's she coming, Tom?
As soon as the oil's out, you can help me drop the pan off.
Okay.
Say, Casey, you getting sour? You've been awful goddamn quiet last few days.
Well, I'm all worried up, Tom.
Jesus. When I first come up with you, you was making a speech every half hour or so. What's eating you?
Man, I just gotta get married.
Well, grab a hold, Casey. I'll tap her loose.
Okay.
Who are you going to marry?
Well, hell, I ain't got no one in mind, Tom. But I'm a lusting after the flesh. I just can't stop.
Me neither. Day I come out of McAllister, I was smoking. Run me down a whore girl like she was a rabbit. Won't tell you what happened.
I know what happened.
Here she comes, Casey.
Got it.
Okay. There she is.
There.
Give me that wrench.
All right.
See if I can tear out the rod. Ow! Damnation! Should have cut my hand.
Why not? I should hold that and you wrap up your hand?
Don't have to worry no more. Never have fixed no car in my life without cutting myself.
Mm. There.
There, by God! Rod's out at least.
Boy, your hand's bleeding like a son, bitch, Tom.
A bit of piss and mud will stop that.
Tom, I've been keeping track of cars on the road. There's hundreds of families like us, all going west.
There's a whole country moving. We'll be moving too. That should stop her bleeding.
There's gonna come something out of all these folks going west.
I'm just putting one foot in front of the other like I did in McAllister. Thought it'd be something different when I came out.
Suppose all these here folks and everybody, suppose they can't get no jobs out there, Tom.
God damn it, Casey, how'd I know?
Captain's right out, Tom.
Yeah. Where'd you take the folks?
Come to a camp. Got shade and water and pipes. Cost half a dollar to stay there.
50 cents to set down? What for?
Everybody's so goddamn tired and wore out. Grandma ain't got no sense no more. She's been baying like a moonlit hound dog. Just talks like she's talking to Grandpa.
50 cents to camp under a tree.
That's what Pa said. Says, next thing they'll sell you a little tank of air. But Ma says they gotta be there.
Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gotta stay with this car so you get stripped.
Well, I'll stay, Tom.
Well, this here's some bread and meat Ma sent. And I got a jug of water here.
She don't forget nobody.
We'll get back just as soon as we can.
Well, I'll be here. Now, you stay out of trouble now.
Well, Ma says the same thing. She says to tell Tom, don't drink nothing and don't get no arguments and don't fight nobody.
She got plenty to get worked up about without me giving her no trouble.
Well, won't we should bring you a beer, Casey? Well,
pod crap a litter of lizards if we buy beer.
Well, you better get going or you won't be getting what you're going for.
See you then.
By day, the cars of the migrant people crawled west on the great highway. As the dark caught them, they clustered like bugs by shelter and water. They were not farm people anymore, but migrant people.
This is the camp, Tom. You bringing the car in?
No need. I'll leave it on the highway.
You fellas won't camp here?
Nope. We got folks here. Hi, Pa.
Thought she was going to be all week, Tom. Get her fixed?
Well, we was pig lucky.
Yeah, we can get going first thing in the morning.
That's good.
If you want to pull in here and camp, it'll cost you 4 bits.
What the hell? Well, we can sleep in the ditch side of the road. It won't cost nothing.
Deputy Sheriff comes on by in the night. Got a law about vagrants in this state.
If I pay you 4 bits, I ain't a vagrant, huh?
That's right.
Deputy ain't your brother-in-law by any chance.
No, he ain't. The time ain't come when us local folks gotta take no talk from you goddamn bums, neither.
When did we get to be bums, mister? We ain't asked you for nothing.
Easy, Tom.
And we ain't asking no nickels for the chance to lay down and rest, neither.
Come off it, Tom.
Sure, Pa. I don't want to make no trouble.
That's good.
It's a hard thing to be called a bum. I'd go for you and your deputy with my mitts. They ain't no good in it.
Ain't you got half a buck?
Yeah, but I'm gonna need it. Can't set it out just for sleeping.
We all gotta make a living.
Yeah, only I wish there was some way to make her without taking away from somebody else.
Look, mister, we pay. This here fella's part of our folks. Can't he stay?
Half a dollar a car.
He ain't got a car. Car's out on the road.
He came in a car. Everybody leave their car out there and come in my place for nothing.
Me and Casey will drive along the road and meet you in the morning. Is that all right with you, mister?
If the same number stays that come and paid, yeah.
How's Grandma, Pa?
Sleeping now, but your Ma's real worried about her.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Hey, you fellas cropping?
Sure, we was sharecropping. Used to own a place.
Same as me.
We'll get out west and we'll get a piece of growing land with water.
Uh-huh. Got money then?
No, but there's plenty of us to work, and we're all good men. Get good wages out there, and we'll put them together, and
going to pick peaches in California.
Sure. We're going to take what they got.
You going out there to pick... Oh, Christ. Good wages.
What's so goddamn funny about that?
I've been there. I'm coming back.
For the starving home.
What the hell are you talking about? I got a handbill says they got good wages.
And how many men your bill say they want?
800, and that's one little place.
This fella wants 800 men. So we prints up 5,000 of them things, and maybe 2,000-3,000 folks, crazy with worry, gets moving account of this here bill.
That don't make no sense.
Not till you see the fella that put out this here bill. Now maybe he needs 200. So he speaks to 500, and maybe 1,000 men turn up. Then he says, I'm paying 20 cents an hour.
That's not what it says on this handbill.
You ain't one of these here troublemakers.
I swear to God I ain't.
Time's gonna come when we string them all up. Man wants to work, okay. If you don't, hell with it.
Why are you coming back?
May you're to find out. Two kids dead. My wife, too. Ah, but I can't tell you. Should have knew that. Nobody couldn't tell me, neither.
What did they die of?
Coroner said it was heart failure. Them little fellas laying in the tent. Their bellies puffed up. Shivering and whining like pups. And me running around trying to get work. Not for money. Jesus Christ, for just for a cup of flour and a spoon of lard.
You stay in here.
No, I'm going. I'm a-going home.
Well, get in. Sport, call a deputy.
Good luck to you folks.
Shiftless. A lot of shiftless fellas on the road.
Suppose he's telling the truth.
He's telling the truth, all right. The truth for him.
Is that the truth for us, Casey?
Can't rightly say, Tom.
Yeah, about time you fellas was going if you ain't paying.
Me and Casey wait for you down the road, Pa.
Didn't you hear me? I'm gonna close up.
Yeah, no more half bucks rolling down the road, I guess.
Don't you go sassing me. I remember you. You're one of these troublemakers.
Damn right. I'm Bolshevsky.
Well, there's too damn many of you kind of guys.
There's a regular army of us heading down the road, mister. Night, Paul.
Night, Tom. Casey.
Night.
The cars of the migrants move slowly westward, up into the mountains of New Mexico, on into the high country of Arizona. Spouting steam, they labored up the slopes to Flagstaff, then down over the Great Plateaus. The wrecked vehicles crawled up the jagged ramparts in the night, came slowly down in the dawn, and saw the Colorado River below them. They crossed the river into the broken rock wilderness the other side and stopped. This was California.
We made it, Ma. We're in California.
Well, we still got the Mojave Desert to cross, Rosa Sharon. Mm. That's why we gotta rest up before we try it.
We've done the hardest part. Everything downhill from here on in.
Will, Jode! Willie!
Hush now, Grandma.
You come here. I'll catch him. I'll take the hair off of him.
Just lie still and get some rest, Grandma. Fan her, will you, Rosa Sharon? Try and keep her cool.
Wipe your feet, Will. You're dirty. You ain't never gonna get clean.
She's awful sick, Ma. She gonna...
I don't know. Maybe we can just get her where it ain't so hot.
Doesn't seem fair.
Oh, when you're young, everything that happens is a thing all by itself.
How you mean, Ma?
Well, you're gonna have a baby, Rosa Sharon. And that's gonna hurt you. And the hurt'll be a lonely hurt.
That's what I'm scared of.
Bearing and dying. There's a time of change. And when that comes, barren is a piece of all barren. And dying, a piece of all dying. And barren and dying is two pieces of the same thing. And then things ain't so lonely anymore.
I wished I'd known that, Ma.
I wished I could tell you so you'd know, but I can't.
Maybe Grandma'd like to be among them singers. Should we take her over?
Oh, she's tired. Needs her rest.
Thought you liked going to meetings, Mom.
Them's Jehovahites. They's good people, but they's howlers and jumpers. The way I'm feeling, I couldn't stand it. I'd just fly all apart.
Praise the Lord. Praise Him.
Easy, Grandma.
Hallelujah.
It's all right.
Sweet Jesus. I'm ready. Jesus.
It done good. Grandma's sleeping, Ma.
Who's in here?
What is it you want, mister?
What do you think I want? I want to know who's in here.
There's just the three of us in here. Me and Grandma and my girl.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Where's your men?
Well, they went down to the river to clean up. We was driving all night.
Where'd you come from?
Right near Salisaw, Oklahoma.
We can't stay here.
Well, we aim to cross the desert tonight.
You better. If you're here tomorrow this time, I'll run you in.
Now, mister, you keep your voice down.
Hey, now. You put that skillet down. I'm a deputy.
Oh, sure. You got a tin button and a gun.
I'm just doing my job.
Scaring women. I'm thankful the men folks ain't here. They'd tear you to pieces. In my country, you watch your tongue.
You ain't in your country now. You're in California, and we don't want you goddamn Okies settling down.
Okies?
Yeah. Okies. And if you're here tomorrow, I'll run you in.
You'll need a posse before you run me in.
What's an okay, Ma?
Never you mind, Rosa Sharon. You think of the baby and try and get some rest, will you?
Look out there, Tommy!
Water sure feels good, don't you, Pa?
Yep. Can't say last time I had a bath.
Last one I had was in McAllister.
What's the matter, Noah? Don't you like the river?
Sure, Pa. I like her fine.
Come on in then. Splash around some.
I think I'll mosey on down a ways. Maybe do a little fishing.
Don't go too far now. Well, Tom, we made it.
Don't got the desert yet, and I hear she's a son of a bitch.
Gonna try it tonight, Pa?
I don't know, Al. Just good to get a little rest, especially Grandma. And I'd kind of like to get across her and get settled into a job.
This here's a murder country.
She don't look so prosperous.
Wait till we get to California. You'll see nice country then.
Jesus Christ, Pa, this here is California.
It sure feels good to sit here in this water.
Wonder if we'll ever get to a place where folks can live without fighting. Casey.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I don't mind if I do, Tom. Don't mind. Ooh.
Where have you been, creature? We missed you.
Well, got talking to a guy camped up a ways.
Going west like us?
Yep. Going back home. Said he couldn't make no living out there.
Where's home?
Manhandle, near Pampa.
Can he make a living there?
Nope. At least he can starve with folks he knows instead of a bunch that hates him.
Who's the second fella talk like that?
Ooh. You say why these fellas hate him, Casey?
I had an idea, Tom. Don't have to be the truth. We're going there, so I guess we're going to find out.
Fellas like to know what he's getting himself into. Well, tell us what he said.
Well, he reckons the country other side of Bakersfield's real pretty. All orchards and grapes and there's land fallow, but you can't have none of it.
Good land and they ain't working her? We'll do her.
A man says you plant a little corn wrong place, you can go to jail. Camp on the roadside, they'll move you on. All you Okies.
What's that, Casey?
Well, it used to mean you was from Oklahoma. Now it means you're a dirty son of a bitch. Scum. There's 300,000 of our people living out there, living like hogs. Everything in California is owned. Them that owns it, is gonna hang on to it.
Well, ain't it nice out there at all?
Well, sure, Al, but you can't have none of it. It's a grove of oranges, and the guy with a gun got the right to kill you if you even touch one.
Well, holy Moses!
Yeah, owned by a newspaper fella. Got a million acres.
What in the world can he do with a million acres?
Got guards everywhere to keep folks out. Rides around in a bulletproof car.
Oh.
And he showed me newspaper pictures of him. Fat, little mean eyes, and a mouth like an asshole. Yeah, he's scared he's gonna die.
Guess he's crazy. Or crazy and mean.
Don't seem like he's having no fun.
Well, seems like a feller's mean and lonely and old and disappointed. He's scared of dying, all right.
What's he disappointed about if he got a million acres?
He needs a million acres to make him feel rich. Seems to me he needs it because he feels awful poor inside himself.
Are you preaching, Casey?
Well, kind of sounds like a sermon, don't it?
But if a fellow's willing to work hard, he can cut her, can't he?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Jode.
John, you never was a fellow to say much, but I'll be goddamned if you've opened your mouth twice since we left home.
I keep my own count.
Well, what do you say about what Casey's been saying?
Don't think nothing about it. We're going there, ain't we? None of this here talk gonna keep us from going there.
Uncle John don't talk much, but he talks sense.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he does.
Are we going on tonight, Pa?
Might as well get her over, Al.
Well, I'm going up in the brush and get some sleep.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you splashing me, John?
All right.
Bringing in sheep. We stand rejoicing. Bringing in sheep.
Caught any fish?
It's time. I'd like to just stay here by the water, Tom. Stay forever. Never get hungry. Never get sad.
Well, you should get some sleep. We're leaving tonight.
Lay in the water all life long. Lazy as a brute sat on the mud.
Didn't you hear what I said, Noah? You want to get out of that sun before she scorches you.
I ain't going, Tom.
What do you mean, Noah?
I ain't gonna leave this here water. I'm gonna walk down this river.
You're crazy.
Got myself a piece of line. I catch a fish. Fella can't starve beside a nice river.
How about the family?
Can't help it, Tom. Can't leave this water.
Well, how about Ma?
You know how it is, Tom. Folks is nice to me and all, but they don't really care for me.
You're crazy.
No, I know how I am. Kind of slow and different. And I know they're sorry, but I ain't going.
Now, looky here, Noah. I can't...
It ain't no use, Tom. I'm sad. I can't help it. You tell Ma.
Come back, Noah.
I'm going down the river. I gotta go.
Noah? Noah!
Tommy, there was a policeman here. Says we can't stay here. I was scared you'd hit him if he talked to you.
What did I go and hit a policeman for?
Well, he talked so bad. I nearly hit him myself with a skillet.
You turned him to some kind of hellcat, Ma. I knowed you when you was gentle.
Now, this here policeman called us Okies. Said he's gonna run us in if we's here tomorrow.
What's the matter, you two?
We gotta go, Paul.
I thought we was gonna rest.
Well, we ain't. And there's something else I gotta tell you both. Noah, he ain't a-going on.
What?
He wants to stay with the river.
Why?
How'll he eat?
Says he'll catch fish.
What the hell's the matter with him?
I don't know, Paul. Says he's got to.
Why? Why?
Noah'll be all right, Ma. He's a funny kind of fella.
It's my fault. I made him strange, lost my head when he was being born.
Pa, it ain't your fault.
Midwife was late, Ma was screaming a blue fit, and Noah's head was sticking out, and I just wanted it to be over. So I pulled. Pulled his head and neck right out of shape. Midwife arrived, tried to put him right, but he never was.
Seems like I can't think no more. It's too much.
We can't leave him.
We got to go on, Pa. Mr. Wilson, how's Sari?
Yeah, that's what I was coming to say. She's pretty bad. Got a rest.
Cop says he'll run us in if we're here tomorrow.
We'll just have to jail us in. Sari ain't going to get across that desert alive.
Maybe we better wait and all go together.
No. No, you've been nice to us. You've been kind. But you can't stay here.
But you and Mrs. Wilson ain't got nothing.
Never had nothing when you took us up, Mr. Joad. Now you folks get going. Don't you make me get mean.
Yeah, he's pretty well packed.
With the load we'll take, our old truck boil her head off. We gotta have plenty of water.
Well, what about Grandma? She's sleeping.
Tom, you and Al, I'll hoist her up on her mattress.
Sure thing, Paul. Al, give me a hand.
Everybody else, hey, get aboard.
Good luck to you, Jones.
Mr. Wilson, I want you to take a couple of dollars and some pork and potatoes.
I ain't gonna do it. You ain't got much.
Now, we got enough to get there, and we'll have work right off.
I ain't gonna do it. I'll get mean if you try.
You give me them bills, Pa. Now, Mr. Wilson, we're leaving these bills under the pork pan. Now, if you don't get them, somebody else will.
I'm going into my tent. Comfort Sari.
Come on, Pa. Ma, time to get aboard.
Coming, Tom.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. Good luck to you both. Okay, Tom, let's go.
Sun's gone and it's still hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Al's gonna find it hard sleeping.
Man, none of them up top's gonna sleep easy, Tom.
He's the only one got to drive later, Casey.
That's right, Uncle John.
Desert's a hard place. Lots must have died.
Well, we ain't exactly come out clean.
Think we'll ever see them Wilsons again?
I got a hunch, Uncle John. Nobody ain't gonna see Mrs. Wilson for long. Attaboy. Al sure picked well when he picked this here Hudson.
Yeah, made it up the hill without blowing.
Yeah, gonna coast down for a while, let her cool off some.
Casey, You're a fella ought to know what to do. You've been a preacher.
Oh, look, John, everybody take a crack at me because of that. A preacher ain't nothing but a man.
Yeah, but he's a kind of a man. Else he wouldn't be a preacher.
He's got you there, Casey. You still in mind to preach a sermon every chance you get.
Huh. I've been thinking. You think a fella could bring bad luck to folks?
I don't know.
See, I was married. Fine, good girl. In the family way. And one night she gets a pain in her stomach and she says, you better go for a doctor. I told her, you ate too much. Take a dose of painkiller. Next day, she's out of her head. Died at 4 p.m. Appendix bust in her.
I told Casey about what happened, John.
Before she died, she gave me a look. I tried to make it up, tried to be good, but I can't. I get drunk and go wild, but I can't never forget that look. I killed her.
Well, everybody goes wild, John. I do, too.
Yeah, but you ain't got a sin on your soul like me.
Well, sure I got sins. Everybody's got them. Sin is something you ain't sure about. And people that sure about everything ain't got no sin. If I was God, I'd kick their ass right out of heaven.
I got a feeling I'm bringing bad luck to my own folks. Got a feeling I ought to go away and let them be.
Oh, I don't think there's luck or bad luck, John. Only one thing in this world I'm sure of. Nobody's got a right to mess with a fellow's life. No, he's got to do it all himself.
You think it was a sin to let my wife die like that?
For anybody else, it was a mistake. If you think it was a sin, then it's a sin. A fella builds his own sins right up from the ground.
Hell, John, you's working your end. You sitting in the cab with me and the preacher while everybody else gets some sleep. And you must be dog tired.
You're a good boy, Tom. But I gotta give what Casey said a going over.
Sure.
Hope them folks up above is getting some rest.
Wonder how Grandma is.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, take me.
Hush now. Try and sleep.
What's Grandma doing, Ma?
All right, I guess, Rosa Sharon.
What you thinking about, Rosa Sharon?
I'm so tired, Connie. Seems like we're never going to do nothing but move.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like to be alone now, Rosa Sharon? Just two of us?
Don't touch me, Connie. You make me crazy as a loon.
Maybe. When everybody's asleep.
Wait until they get to sleep, then.
I can't hardly stop.
I need her.
Please.
Stop, Connie. You'll make me crazy. Nobody won't get to sleep.
I love you, Rosa Sharon.
I love you, too. Now, you move away before I get crazy.
I ain't sleepy yet.
Let's talk about when we get there. Keep her hands still.
Well, I'll get to studying nights right off.
How long before you'll be making big money and we got eyes?
Can't really tell. Fella ought to be studied up pretty good for Christmas.
As soon as you get studied up, we could get eyes and stuff.
He's hot now. What you gonna need eyes around Christmas for?
I'd like eyes any time. Don't, Connie.
You want me to, don't you?
You get me crazy.
I gotta have you, Rosa Sharon.
Oh, Connie, I love you so. Oh.
It's gonna be all right, Grandma. You know the family got to get across.
In the middle of the desert?
You're through the worst. You got any vegetables or seeds?
No. What time is it?
About an hour to sunup. You gotta look over your stuff. You gotta unload.
We ain't got none. Well, tell him, Ma.
Look, mister. We got a sick old lady. We gotta get her to a doctor. We can't wait.
Yeah? Well, we gotta look you over.
I swear we ain't got anything. I swear
it. It wouldn't take long to look over her, Ma.
No, Tommy. Grandma is awful sick.
You don't look so good yourself.
Well, shine your torch up there. Take a look at her if you don't believe me.
Yeah, by God. She's awful sick, ain't she?
I told you.
We swear you got no seeds, fruits, or vegetables? No corn?
No.
Oranges?
No, I swear it.
Well, then go ahead and get a doctor in Barstow. Only 8 miles.
Thank you, mister.
Good luck.
Grandma all right, Ma? She looks pretty bad.
She's fine, Tommy. Now let's get going.
She don't look fine.
And when you get to Barstow, you just drive on. We got to get across.
You sure you're okay, Ma? Your flighty's a dog with a flea in his ear.
Just get a go in and don't stop, Tommy.
I can't figure you. First Grandma's sick, now she's all right. And which is it, Ma?
She's fine, I tell you. Now, let's get going, Tommy.
Okay. Christ. Well, look at the valley, Paul.
Vineyards, orchards, trees set in rows.
There's peach trees and walnut groves, oranges.
And them little white houses your ma got her heart set on. Hell, Tom, I never knowed anything was like her.
Come on, everybody. Come and see.
What is it, Paul?
The promised land, Rosa Sharon.
California.
Well, let me through. I want to see.
Wow.
Where's Ma? I want Ma to see it. Ma, come here.
What's all the hollering for, Tom?
We made it. My God, Ma. Are you sick?
You say we're across?
Just feast your eyes on the valley.
Thank God. The family's here. Oh, I gotta sit a while.
You sick, Ma?
No, just tired.
Didn't you get no sleep?
No.
Is Grandma bad, Ma?
I wished I could wait and not tell you. I wished it could all be nice.
Then Grandma's bad.
Grandma's dead.
Oh.
When?
Before they stopped us last night.
So that's why you didn't want them to look.
I was afraid we wouldn't get across. I told Grandma we couldn't help her. Couldn't stop in the desert.
Jesus Christ. You laying there with her all night long.
She was dying, Connie. Right when we was...
How'd we know, Rosa Sharon? She can get buried in a nice green place with trees around.
You's a woman so great with love, Mrs. Joad. You scare me.
Don't touch me, preacher. I'll hold up if you don't touch me.
I guess we gotta go to the corner. Get Grandma buried decent. How much money we got left, Paul?
About $40, Tom.
Jesus. Are we going to start clean?
It is so pretty. Oh, I wish they could have saw it.
They wouldn't have saw nothing that's there. It was too old. Who's really seeing it is Ruthie and Winfield.
We got to go now. Keep on going.
Can I sit up front? I don't want to go back there no more.
Sure thing, Ma.
I'm tired. Awful tired. Grandma would have liked a grass plot surrounded by trees.
Wasn't nothing else to do. Didn't have enough.
I'm glad she didn't live to see what we come to. Camping in this here Hooverville.
Mind if I sit a while, you folks?
Sure, John. We were just talking about Mom.
I just can't get it out of my head what store she set by a nice funeral.
You ain't to feel bad, Ma.
That's right. Embalming in a coffin and a preacher and a plot in a graveyard... would have taken 10 times what we got. We done the best we could.
No use letting the little fellers go hungry, I guess.
Well, there goes Rosa Sharon. Again. Don't seem like she can keep nothing down for long.
Having a hard time like most folks around here.
We ought to help Tom and them unpack, but every time I stir, I throw it up, Connie.
I know, Rosa Sharon.
What's the matter with you, Connie? We ain't said hardly a word since we arrived.
If I'd known California would be like this, I wouldn't have came.
What would you have done instead?
I'd have studied nights about tractors back home and got me a $3 job.
You're going to study nights about radios, ain't you?
Sure. As soon as I get on my feet, get a little money.
You ain't giving it up, Connie.
Of course not, but I didn't know there was places like this that we gotta live
in. You got to stay. Study like you said.
I'm just saying. Would have been better maybe stay home, study about tractors.
We gotta have a house before the baby comes.
Bella can live awful nice on $3 a day. Go to the picture show every night,
Where
too.
Where are you going now?
Thought I'd take me a stroll. Get some air.
Woo! Look at that, Tom. Brand new Chevrolet coupe.
Ain't camping here, that's for sure.
Tom?
Al?
Who's to come and visit?
Dunno, Casey. Cops, maybe.
Yeah.
You men? Gather round!
So, what are you selling, mister?
You men want to work.
Yeah, I do.
Well, where's it at?
Tulare County. Fruit's opening up. Need a lot of pickers.
You doing the hiring?
I'm contracting the land.
Well, what are you paying?
Can't tell exactly. About 30 cents.
Why can't you tell? You took the contract, didn't you?
Sure, but it's key to the price.
Will you tell us where and when and how much we get? And you sign that. And I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
You telling me how to run my business?
If we're working for you, it's our business, too.
Deputy, come here a minute. Take a look at this guy.
You was right, Tom. It's a cop.
What'd he do?
He's talking red, agitating trouble.
I ain't done nothing.
Yeah, seems like I've seen you before. Last week when that used car lot was busted into. Yeah.
I wasn't even in the state last week.
Yeah, maybe you're wanted someplace else. Get in that car.
You got nothing on him, deputy.
If you'd like to go in too, you just open your mouth once more. Come to think of it, they was two fellas hanging around that lot.
You men don't want to listen to these goddamn reds. Now who wants to work?
Can't hardly eat on those wages.
If you don't work, you're a goddamn rat. If you do, you're a goddamn fool.
Damn fat-ass deputy.
If it gets around and you got reds out here, be a bunch of guys down with pick handles. Somebody might get hurt.
If you men don't want to work, well, that's your business.
Ain't a place for them in this county. Now you, get in the car before I plug you.
I don't take kindly to fellas pulling a gun on me. Let go of my arm.
Mm-mm.
You red bastards is real sneaky.
I ain't going nowhere, deputy.
Huh? Except to meet your maker. Now get in that car.
Ooh, I'll warn you.
Cold cock you right on the ground.
Yeah, there goes the contractor. Place will be full of cops before you know it.
Jesus, Tom. He done busted a deputy's jaw.
You better run for it, Tom.
I don't want to, Casey.
They'll fingerprint you. They'll send you back.
Jesus.
I forgot.
Oh, hurry. He's come around.
Yeah.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Oh, you done it now, Casey. You damn near kicked his head off.
I had to, for he'd have killed Tom.
We ain't done shot a woman over yonder. Shot her fingers just about off.
Hey, go quick, Al, before he comes to. Go to the tent. You don't know nothing.
Well, how about you?
Somebody got to take the blame. I got no kids. Now you get.
Well, I ain't taking orders.
You messing this and your whole family's going to get in trouble. Your ma, pa, maybe they'll send Tom back to McAllister.
Okay, but you're a damn fool, preacher.
Sure, why not? Now get.
What the hell's going on here?
Well, I knocked out your man there.
Why?
He got tough and I hit him. And he started shooting. Hit a woman down the line, so I hit him again.
What'd you do in the first place?
Talk back.
Joe, this the guy that hit you?
Ah, there was another guy.
Jesus, I'm going to be sick.
Was there another guy?
Nah, just me. Yeah, pretty soon it'll be four guys jumped him. And a whole posse.
Get in the car.
Hey, now, there's a woman down the road like to bleed to death from his bad shooting.
We'll see about that later. Now, get in the car.
Yeah, okay, sure, but what about that woman he shot?
We'll send a doctor out before we burn the camp down.
Okay, mount up. Move out.
Pa, where's Al?
I'm going to tell Tom he can come out of hiding. What the hell made Casey do that?
He knowed about sin. I've been secret all my life. Done things I never told about.
Well, tell them to God, John. Don't go burdening others with your sins. They ain't decent.
They're eating at me, Ma.
Go down to the river and stick your head under and whisper them in the stream.
Where's Connie, Ma? I ain't seen him in a long time.
You've been a-crying, Rosa Sharon.
I ain't feeling so good. He shouldn't have left me.
Now you get a hold of yourself. You take this here knife and go peel some potatoes. Oh. Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Wait till I see him. I'll tell him.
Whining and candying herself. I ain't had time to take her in hand.
I got to tell. Can't keep it in no
more. Tell then, goddammit, who'd you kill, John?
I got me $5. Kept her out.
Steal her?
No, I had her. Whole time he was worrying about what money you got left.
I don't see much sin in that, John. It's yourn.
It ain't only the keeping her out. I kept her out to get drunk.
That what's eating you?
I knowed there was gonna come a time when I'd get to hurting inside, so I got to get drunk. Figured time wasn't yet. Then the preacher went and give himself up to save Tom.
I don't see why Casey saving Tom got to get you drunk.
Can't rightly say, Ma. Except I feel so bad and he done her so easy.
If it's me, I'd just go off and get drunk.
Preacher says a fellow makes his own sins. Well, this sure feels like a sin.
Well, if you're hurting so bad, you go get yourself drunk, John.
But you ain't gonna need no $5 to do it. Take two.
You ain't gonna be mad?
Christ, no, John. You go along.
Oh, see you later.
I've never seen a man so drove, Pa.
Yeah, seems like we're all driven, Ma.
Say, Al, ain't that Connie heading upriver?
Sure is.
Where do you suppose he's going?
Take a crap, I guess.
He's going a hell of a long way.
They took Casey, Tom. Be in jail now.
Shouldn't have did it, Al. Funny fella, all the time of thinking.
Well, it comes from being a preacher. They get all messed up with stuff.
I guess.
Tom, oh, thank God you're okay.
We gotta get out of here.
What the hell for? We ain't done nothing.
Except beat up a cop, Pa.
Huh? Either of you two seen Connie?
Yeah. Way to hell and gone upriver.
I ain't seen him in a long time, Ma. I think he's gone.
What did Connie say to you?
Said it would be a good thing if he stayed home and studied tractors. I don't want him to go. I want him back.
Connie wasn't no good. I've seen that a long time. He's too big for his overalls.
Don't say that, Pa.
If he ain't no good, we don't want him.
Rosa Sharon gonna have a little fella. And that baby is half Connie.
We got no time for talking. We gotta pack and get out. They're gonna burn the camp tonight.
Hmm?
I ain't got in me to stand by and see our stuff burn up.
Well, me neither.
None of us Jodes has.
I nearly got it today if the preacher hadn't jumped in.
Well, what about John? He went off to get drunk.
He won't have gone far. Be laying near that liquor store just across the highway, I bet you.
I'll go and find him, Pa. Now start packing. We got to hightail it out of here.
You heard him. Let's get to it.
I am, Pa.
I heard what Tom was saying, Ma. I ain't going in that, Connie.
We got to, Rosa Sharon. Tom will leave word for liquor store. He'll find us.
Maybe he went to get them books to study up.
Maybe that's just what he done. Now, you help load up.
I hope John's all right, Pa. Had to carry him back.
Had to slug him first by the look of that bruise on his cheek.
Hell, Pa.
Well, John don't never come easy when he's liquored up, I knows.
You all right sitting in the middle there, Ma?
Oh, I guess so, Tom. Awful tarred. Ought to get a good night's sleep for once.
Think we're gonna hit trouble, Tom?
Al's sitting on the backboard with a monkey wrench in his hand. Paul, you grab hold of that jack handle.
I got it.
Hope to God you don't need it.
Tom, you promised me you wouldn't like that.
I know, Ma, but them deputies. You ever see one didn't have a fat ass? If it was the law they was working with, we could take it. But they're trying to break us.
You got to keep clear, Tom. The family's breaking up.
I'll try, Ma. But when them fat asses gets to working me over, I sure got a hard job. That's why we're headed south.
Where are we going?
Government camp. Place called Weed Patch. They don't let no deputies in there. I got to get away from them, Paul. I'm scared I'll kill one if I don't.
Now easy, Tommy. You done good once. You can do it again.
After a while, I won't have no decency left.
You got to have patience. Now, us people will go on living when them people is gone.
We're taking a beating all the time, Ma.
Well, maybe that makes us tough. Rich fellas come up and they die and their kids ain't no good and they die out. But we keep on coming, Tom. They ain't gonna wipe us out.
Hope you're right about that, Ma. Look ahead.
Oh, my Lord. What are those fires?
Roadblock.
And a whole mess of people carrying shotguns.
Grab a hold of that jack handle, Pa.
What are they doing in the middle of the night?
Guess we're about to find out, Ma.
In the second of three episodes of The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Steve Chambers, Tom Joad was played by John Schwab. Casey was Bob Sherman. Grandpa, Garrick Hagen. And Grandma, Liza Ross. Ma was Pat Starr. Pa, William Roberts. And Uncle John, Bill Bailey. Al was Ryan McCluskey. Rosa Sharon, Teresa Gallagher. Noah, Eric Lauren. And Connie, Martin Sherman. Wilson was John Garasio, Sari, Deborah Weston, and the cop, Stuart Milligan. The director was Marion Nancarrow.